U.S. warships are positioned off the coast of Liberia, but with growing concerns that the military is stretched thin around the world, Pentagon officials made clear again today that any U.S. role in the African nation will be limited. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he spoke to President Bush today about Liberia, and so far there's been no change in the U.S. position. Rumsfeld says the president committed only to providing logistical support for the West African peacekeepers now arriving in Liberia.
He has, from the beginning, said that any role for the United States would be to assist them and not to replace them. So we have been doing a variety of things, helping them assess their military capabilities, their equipment circumstances, their transportation circumstances. That's the sum total of the policy at the moment.
Though some State Department officials and members of the Congressional Black Caucus had been advocating a more robust role for the U.S. in Liberia, the Pentagon remains leery. Some analysts and politicians have raised fears of another Somalia. But General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, insisted the Pentagon will make sure history doesn't repeat itself.
There will be no commitment of troops anywhere in the world without some of the essentials that we need, and that is a clear mission, a clear end state, and sufficient force to do the job. That's not an issue. I don't know who's talking about Somalia. This is not the same situation. People that really care ought to figure out what's really going on in Liberia and then develop some of the intelligent options.
The debate over the U.S. role in Liberia comes amid increasing concerns about the limits of U.S. military resources. Acting Army Chief of Staff General John Keane told reporters today that the U.S. Army is stretched thin in Iraq and Afghanistan. As he put it, we're short of infantry, we're short of chemical biological soldiers, and we're short of military police. Other high-ranking U.S. military officials have raised similar concerns of late, but Rumsfeld made clear that despite what he calls a spike in activity around the world, he's not rushing to increase the size of the U.S. armed forces. He says the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Peter Pace, is analyzing the problem.
We are monitoring what it looks like in terms of our ability to work with what we currently have, and thus far, the analysis that's been done by Pete Pace and his people indicates that we're fine. Now, perfect? No. Can we do everything at once? No. Could we ever? No.
Rumsfeld rattled off a host of ways to ease pressure on active duty personnel, including relying more on contractors and, in the case of Iraq, bringing in more coalition partners and training local police. Many U.S. allies, though, have been reluctant to send troops to an insecure Iraq, still effectively under U.S. occupation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.